Now let's welcome our VIPs, ladies and gentlemen, Amy Mann and Ted Leo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Now, you guys do a ton of touring. You've been to Milwaukee probably many times.
One time.
One time?
One time together. One time together.
One time together. Together. And separately?
Many times.
Possibly
many
time? One other time.
One other time.
I've been here many times.
Now, you both come from fairly different musical backgrounds. Amy, we know you as a melodic singer-songwriter. Ted, we know you from Ted Leo and the Pharmacists and punk rock bands. How did this collaboration come about?
I had a record out about a year and a half ago called Charmer, and I was doing a lot of touring, and I think a promoter or booking agent or something suggested Ted to open, which I would have thought that maybe you wouldn't be interested because maybe it was a little too soft and melodic for you or whatnot. But we, you know, we had met several times, and I knew he was a great guy and a lot of fun to be around, and I thought, this is a great person to have on tour. I think it's a great match. So I kind of jumped at that idea.
I jumped as well. I mean, we did already know each other, but we hadn't ever toured before. And I think that what people think are the differences of our backgrounds are a little overstated, you know? I mean, Amy does play rock songs.
Totally.
And I do make use of melody every now and then. But we were on tour, and it was actually here after playing at the Pabst Theater that we just had a really fun day in town, being wildly startled by the oddness of the Arthur Fonzarelli statue.
I'm not going to lie. It's not the greatest likeness. I mean, I'm sure you guys are proud of it. As
you should be.
As you should be, on some level.
Now, we were just talking that I was like, oh, different backgrounds. You're like, actually, there's a lot of similarities. But how have your different strengths pushed each other's songwriting?
You know, sometimes I'll write a song that I think, like, this is a real hard rockin' song, and then my voice gets on it, and once again, it's a lilting folk song. So I really like that Ted brings a lot of energy and verve. That's not a rock word, but vim. How about that? No, that's not.
Vigor.
These are very NPR words.
Beautiful, yeah.
Zeal. He brings an enormous amount of zeal.
Yes. Yes, I'm very eager. I get up every day. Amy's reputation as a singer-songwriter for the ages is not undeserved. And I very much find that, I mean, it's really just helped me, just because I want to rise to a certain level, has really helped me sing better, think about the words that I'm using better. And it's been a fun process of growing, you know, with that.
That's beautiful. You both said beautiful things to each other. That was like your new band vows. So I think the people in the audience here in Milwaukee would probably throw cheese at our heads if I didn't make you sing the song Milwaukee. So what do you think, guys?
I think we can do it. One, two, three.
Over the bridge in Milwaukee, past the statue of Bonds in the dirt, with the wind kicking in and the sparrows are running amok. And that woman, your friend who was pregnant, put your hand on her belly for love. And I laughed cause it's you, and I knew that you knew you were stuck. You can tell in the dark at the sound of the bell. You can tell it's a nucleus burning inside of the cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of the cell. We got over that bridge and we're walking back to a table with cards to be dealt, and a show where the whole front row's taking pictures of itself. And the man, your old friend, turned the night on its end like your time was a bottomless well. But you grabbed me a and said, come on back from the ledge for a spell. You can tell by your laugh in the dark at the sound of the bell. You can tell it's a nucleus burning inside of a cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of a cell.
After the break, we'll play a game inspired by the Happy Days episode where Fonz lost his cool. And we'll quiz our VIPs, Amy Mann and Ted Leo, about how well you get to know each other when you share a tour bus. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.